Look out, it's Josh and Zachary on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197 as Brisbane's youth alternative.
For anyone who caught the tail end of that, I was saying bucks. Mm. I was talking about, what was I talking about, Josh? Costco. So, and believe me, it was bucks.
All right.
I wasn't isolate saying...
isolate it, replay it in your own times.
Yeah, you'll clearly see. Get an audio engineer, you know, a forensic, an analyst.
Mm-hmm. That's analyst.
Not anal cyst. Imagine having it. No, don't imagine having an anal cyst. Not on your Sunday afternoon. It's not what I want to subject you to.
No, it's too late. They've already thought
it's
of it.
It's in my head, man.
Oh, no, the phone's going off.
You bloody bastards.
All I wanted to do is go through my Sunday. One Sunday. That's all I wanted without an anal cyst thought in my head. I sit down. All I wanted to do is have a nice big bowl of Nutri-Grain.
You poor listeners. I'm not happy about that.
Costco!
You're
absolutely cracking time to go to Costco.
Mate, I went to Costco. Basically, I don't know if everyone knows this, you got to sign up.
Let me slow you down. What the hell's Costco?
Oh, mate, Costco. Just read the card. What's it say?
Wholesale.
So what's that tell you? Cheap goods on the bulk. Boom.
Yep.
It's basically a huge warehouse with pallets. Pallets of food and other various items. I bought 60 long rolls of toilet paper while I was there for $20.
What is it? When Costco opened,
yeah,
they said, and the thing that people are finding most popular is the toilet rolls.
No one wants to go get toilet paper, mate.
No, I understand that. I don't buy toilet paper for that very reason.
What do?
I stay in hotels and pinch theirs.
A very expensive
it
habit.
It certainly is, but at least people don't know. At least I won't have to have the people at Woolworths going, oh my God, he does that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How about this? I'm sorry. It's just that I don't know why everyone is so excited to get toilet paper. I'm sorry. I didn't think you, of all people, would fall into that category, Zach, to be perfectly honest.
Mate, we've got toilet paper that's going to last us through an apocalypse, basically.
Oh, good.
Like, a bomb hits our house, we might be a little bit worse for wear.
Yeah. 10,000 years, they dig up. They hang on. Oh, good. Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Remember when gold was the thing that we traded most? Well, now it's this fine stuff.
Hmm. Exactly. 3-ply. Tell me why. Mm. So your finger doesn't break through and go into your poo. That's an on-air rap. that was improv. I'm happy with it.
There we go.
Everything you need to know about anal cysts and toilet paper on your Sunday afternoon.
Very professional.
Basically, it's a warehouse where you can get bulk, buy bulk products of anything you can imagine. Imagine something, Josh.
Okay, gum.
Bulk.
Beautiful.
Imagine something else.
Oh, okay. Scuba diving oxygen tanks.
Bulk.
Oh, good.
Imagine one more.
Soundproofing.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I was being a bit silly on that one.
There you were.
I'm playing the game, but idiot. Just trying to get a laugh.
So, what I did, I signed up to Costco. And next thing I know, 60 clams, mind you.
Laughing.
Yeah. Next thing I know, they're asking me for my details. Ooh. Here I am, punching them in, mm-hmm. being a due, doing my diligence.
Oh, yeah, putting all the stuff in there.
Hello, what's happened? I've got the wrong address
on
my license. What am I going to do here? I actually went and changed my address on the electoral roll and just kept that as an email. They loved it. They were like, yeah, that's fine. They didn't even read the email, to be honest. I just don't think they wanted a scene. Anyway... What I see while I'm checking the boxes and everything, it's like, do you want a free household card? I'm like, why, yes, I do.
Okay, so what, you forget your card, and you forget your wallet, and it's got your card in there. You still want to go to Costco. Can't buy anything, you don't have a credit card or anything like that. But hey,
yeah, you got a card. You got a Costco card. At least you can go somewhere where you feel like you belong.
Hey, can I walk around the aisles for a bit? I have no way of getting home.
Only if you got your card. Thank God I got the household one. I'm just going to sleep in the hammock district. They do sell hammocks there too, which is phenomenal.
Great.
Ones that you don't need trees for. Okay. I'm going to get one. For my room.
Zach's penciling that down. Yeah. Put it on his wish list.
Next weekend, buy hammock. Visit hammock district. So, what I noticed when I was signing up and checking the boxes was this free household card came up. And I'm like, well, I'd be a damn fool. A damn fool if I didn't take advantage of that.
Yeah, they'd be looking at you going, this guy's a damn fool.
So I ticked yes. And then it's hit me with this.
No, careful.
Household cards can only be used by someone who lives in the same address as you and is a domestic partner, direct relative. I think that was it.
Oh, they really stitched you up on that one. They've given you all the buzz of a great deal.
Yeah.
You get your household card, and then hang on a sec, last minute, you say yes, then they hit you with all the terms and conditions.
Exactly. So this is what I did, Josh. I'm not proud of it, but I scammed the system.
Oh, no.
In not a big
Costco
way.
System.
Hayden lives with me, not my direct relative, but what can he be?
Don't tell me.
Mate, I went into Hayden's room, I got down on one knee and said, Hayden, will you be my domestic partner in Costco's eyes?
Oh, and what'd he say?
He screamed, don't touch me. And then I asked him if he was, in fact, comfortable with...
waited for him to put his pants back on.
Yeah.
And just caught me out of the shower, Zach.
I did ask, you know, his permission. I said, is it okay with you? Like, you're going to get a free Costco card out of this. Is it okay with you if Costco thinks we're in a gay relationship?
Oh.
He said he could do better, but for the bulk discounts, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, not a problem.
I'm sure that's none of their, not a Costco's business.
Yeah, exactly.
How's it know if your personalities match?
So
basically on looks only.
What it had also was little tick boxes. You know, yes, I want my information sent to advertisers and third parties.
Ah.
A tick to know for me. Cause, you know, I don't want anyone but Costco thinking I'm gay, because I'm not. Mm. Not that there's a problem with it. But Costco, I can lie to them. I don't want them lying to third parties.
Mm.
For Hayden, I ticked yes. So, Hayden, when you get your new copy of In Vogue this week, you'll have me to thank.
Oh, very good. Look forward to that, Hayden. You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after this.
Thanks.
I teased a bit of bad news / good news.
Yeah, you really left me hanging over the break there. We didn't even discuss what the bad news is off air.
Oh, I know.
That's how messed up I think our dynamic has become as brothers. We don't talk about anything. Like
radio, that's where we do all our catching up.
Yeah, small talk here and there when we bump into each other, you know, like at a social gathering where we know the same people. You'll have terrible news around, like, oh, Dad's dead, but I won't hear about it till we're on air.
I don't know why you wouldn't hear the news at the same time as I would.
I don't talk to our family, mate. You know that. You know as well as I do that I'm the black sheep.
I was nominated point of reference for the family, and I will be until the day I die.
I was nominated black sheep of the family, mate, and that's how I'll remain till I die.
There we good. There we good. Good news for animals.
Good news.
Bad news for us. Mate, familiar with L'Oreal makeup company?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. In a shocking development, they've just announced testing on animals. They don't do it anymore.
Well, what's that mean for us?
Well, what do you think, mate?
Well,
hang on. Me bunny rabbits. We got no bunny rabbits to put lipstick on. Make them look beautiful for 15 minutes. Oh, no. Nuts to that, says Peter. Nuts to that, says everyone else. Activists. Huh? So, who are we going to use? You. Come over here, mate. Who? Me? Yes, you. Open your eyes. Psst. There's a bit of perfume in the face. Hang on a sec. I'm not loving this. I wish I was a bunny rabbit, because they're not getting anything like this. They're off in the fields having a good time.
Yeah, now the bunny rabbits are winning.
What have you done?
People, L'Oreal.
Activists. People. I just saw Planet of the Apes the other day, and this is how it begins.
Mm.
As soon as you start sympathising with animals,
that's when they turn.
That's when they go, oh, hang on a sec, they have hearts, we don't. We're
cold-hearted, calculating killing machines.
We're natural born predators. We'll take them down from their legs, and bada-bing, bada-boom, we run in the country.
Yeah.
It's
so typical, Josh.
I'm upset about it.
This annoys me a little bit, because, you know, those rabbits, they had a, like, I want to make it clear, I'm 100% against testing on animals.
I'm 98%.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's pretty good. That's still pretty good.
But I can see it from the side of, you know that movie where Jack Nicholson's screaming, you can't handle the truth?
Oh yeah, A Few Good Men.
Yeah, I feel like that's what the bunnies are. They're the Jack Nicholsons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're having to get the shampoos in their eyes so you and I don't have to.
Oh yeah.
We may not like their methods, but we damn sure like their results, which is no more Tears Johnson. beautiful hair shampoo.
Oh yeah.
As the name describes, no more tears. I mean, because it actually just burns your tear ducts closed with hydrox peroxide or whatever it is, and away you go.
I mean, personally, I'm still waiting for them to bring out a leave-in conditioner, but until then, I stick to my tried and true.
How have they not invented a soap that's just like industry standard, doesn't burn when you get it in your eyes? Like, how is that not a priority?
Here's what I don't understand. Sorry to just completely forget that you even asked the question there.
Yep, go ahead.
I'm trying to segue into my own thought.
Yep, cram that in.
Here's what I don't understand.
I'll have to make something good out of this, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Perfect radio. Glenn would be like, oh yeah, boys, yeah, you've done it again.
Give him
non sequiturs. These boys are the non sequitur kings. whose idea was it to start using animals in the first place? Because really, like, I can imagine scientists, like, okay, give him a douse of that perfume. Okay, is it burning? I don't know. He's just wiggling his nose. Adorable. Sorry, what is that? Yes?
And he smells delightful.
I don't know. I guess it's okay to go out. People are washing their babies. The babies are screaming. Well, it can't be because of the soap in the eyes. He must have colic. But honestly, like, animals, like, there really is...
Yeah, they can't give you that much feedback.
Yeah. I mean, you, like, if someone said, Josh, here, put a little bit of soap in your eye. Why? What's it going to do? It might sting. It might not. Okay. Psst. Ow!
And
okay.
Why... Do they test any good things on animals?
That is a good... Yeah, hammocks.
Like, oh, yeah. A cow in a hammock.
Here you go. Oh, I'm loving this. Yep, he's loving it. Which is good, because that's what you'll be saying when you're in the factory at McDonald's. I wonder if they do they test nice things.
Yeah, like new massage equipment, maybe. Just give a bit of a shiatsu massage to a cat.
The new Kanye West shoes, kangaroos. I'm actually liking these very much. A little bit tight on the toes. That is because I have giant feet, though. Okay, well...
Can't fault you on the design. Largely to do with me.
anyway, good news for animals around. But what do we do with all the animals now? Now that they're frolicking in the fields.
Yeah, now they don't have jobs.
Now they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, exactly. They got nowhere to live.
And they're all blind because they've had shampoo in their eyes. They're just running into walls like idiots.
Well, I wish I was back in that very safe cage smelling up a storm. Yeah. I wish I was doused in suds.
Oh, feels like a dog has me right in his jaw.
I guess that must be the new leave-in conditioner.
Nope, I'm being eaten.
He's shaking the life right out of me. What I learnt over the weekend, Zach, also to do with animals, which I think we love to talk about the most.
Yeah, because they're just dumb.
Because I seem that no matter what we do.
I love animals, but let's be honest about what they are. They're dumb.
They're stupid.
They're just stupid, Ellie. And you can't even... Don't give me this, oh, well, you know, dolphins can recognize their own reflection and actually have a very complex... No, they're not smart.
What would they have?
They're still not smart.
Yeah, they're
right?
Smart people.
I'm smart.
Mm-hmm. You worked out the headphones.
Exactly.
Very proud of you.
A dolphin can't do my taxes. When a dolphin starts getting me my best return on my tax, then I'll believe it's smart.
Yeah.
Until then, all they can do is flip around, know when to come up to breathe.
Oh, yeah, real real genius.
Yeah. Good work, dolphin.
I mean, I'm told at a young age not to breathe underwater.
Yeah.
I guess I won't do that then.
Oh, pigs are actually have the same emotional intelligence as a four-year-old. Do they?
So does a four-year-old.
Yeah.
Not that smart. The thing about a four-year-old is you just get smarter.
Yep. The pigs plateau at that. And they're like, oh.
I'm a genius! You're not. You're a four-year-old.
Yeah.
Get on my burger, you silly goose. I'm not a goose. Well, you can recognize yourself in a mirror as well, so that's 2 points for you, pig. You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after this.
You're listening to Josh and Zachary.